Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week one of the June 2015 celestial timings. And this week features the Sagittarius full moon that will be exact on June 2nd. So the night of June 1st, the moon will be rising very full. In fact, it's the fullest rise of the waxing moon, as the exact full moon on June 2nd happens at 9:19 a.m. Pacific time. So by the time the moon rises that evening on June 2nd, it will already be waning, though not very visibly. So, in fact, many cultures looked at the full moon as being at least 3 days of the fullest expression of the moon. And some even saw it as 4 days. So the moon looks very full for quite a while. But just for those who like to work with the waxing towards full time to do ceremony, the night of June 1st would be the time to do that. And if you like to do the day of the full moon, then June 2nd would be the time to connect with that. Now, as we begin the month, the moon is entering Sagittarius in the early morning hours. Well, not that early, actually. It's almost noon, 11:39 a.m. Pacific time. And we'll pass Saturn within about 2 degrees. It's going to go about 2 degrees north of Saturn during the day, so it won't be visible at around 1:21 p.m. Pacific time. And then by tonight, we'll be visible approaching Antares, the heart of the Scorpion. And so when the moon is in Sagittarius, of course, it is always the activation of the mysteries that have to do with the quest for truth and meaning that we've talked about many times in the celestial timings. So really energizing that. And with Saturn right there in the early degrees, in fact, Saturn this month will be moving back into Scorpio. And I think in the second week of the June timings. And so it's in the head of the Scorpion, it's kind of near the head of the Scorpion, I should say, and Saturn's been backing away from the head of the Scorpion since it went retrograde. So this is leading up to a very amazing full moon. And the other thing that's going to happen with the full moon in Sagittarius is that it's going to trine, the moon will trine Uranus, and then it will also trine Jupiter. Actually, it trines Jupiter first and then Uranus. So it activates on June 2nd, on the day of the full moon. So it's going to be exact on that day, but it begins the activation on June 1st. So that activates the grand trine, fire trine that first came into form as Jupiter was moving through Leo last year, and we had Leo planets, we had Uranus, of course, in Aries, and then Saturn moving into Sagittarius. And also anytime the moon is moved into Sagittarius, it completes that grand fire trine. So this full moon is super significant as a result of that, because it is helping to complete the grand trine. Actually, Uranus is around 19 Aries. Jupiter is around 17 Leo. And the full moon is around 12 degrees Sagittarius. So it's actually, the grand trine is pretty close as we come into this full moon time. This is also very, very close to the royal star Antares, one of the most important stars in the sky. Some cultures saw this star as a royal star. It's also been considered a Bohemian star, meaning that it's more powerful when there's a planet near it. The moon, the alchemists saw this as a Bohemian star when the energies of this star would be magnified by the planet, moon, sun, whatever it is that would be passing it. So that adds to the strength of this particular full moon, the fact that it is happening within less than a degree and a half, I guess, about a degree and a half of exactness of the full moon being exact with Antares. And as I said, that's the exact full moon is at 9:19 a.m. So by the evening of the 2nd, the moon will have moved past Antares and will be visible just beyond past that point. And in fact, by June 3rd, the moon is going to be crossing over the galactic cross that's near galactic center, and there's a star map in the written version of the timings you can look at to get a better sense of what that is. But the moon passes by here once each month, and so that's going to be happening on the 3rd around 5:50 p.m., activating the galactic cross near galactic center. And because the moon is so full, it's probably the fullest point, it's going to be near its fullest, one of its fullest points this year as it passes over that galactic cross. So something very worth noting. And the night of June 3rd, as the moon rises, it will be still pretty close to the galactic cross. The moon will be passing by Pluto on June 4th. And that is something that happens once each month as well. 8:07 p.m. will be the exact alignment of the moon, the waning moon with Pluto. And Pluto is with the star Vega. And we've been talking about this the last couple of months in the celestial timings. And the importance of the star Vega that was the pole star 13,000 years ago. And Vega is also featured in the summer triangle. And there's a star map that shows you what the summer triangle looks like, what stars are within that triangle. And it's actually the summer triangle will be very visible this entire month. And although not on the ecliptic, Vega is in zodiacal alignment with Pluto, and Vega is also opposite Sirius, and so I've talked about this as well, Sirius being the brightest star in of our fixed stars in our night sky, and it's in the opposite side of the sky, so it's over in where that we call the galactic edge. It's over in the part of the sky that's near the edge of the galaxy rather than at the center of our galaxy, and it is also one of the turning stars, or one of the stars that the whole sky turns around when it is the pole star. And of course that it was the pole star 13,000 years ago. Actually, it's the pole star for a while. So Polaris has been the pole star, and it won't be the exact pole star for another couple hundred years, I believe. Anyway, it's pretty powerful timing, and it connects the Vega, the star that has to do with where we're going, where energy is moving towards, and Sirius from the place where energy has been moving from. And I explained that a little bit more in the written version of the timings. Anyway, it's interesting to contemplate the energies of these stars, and Vega was also seen as a star of illumination and light, and actually Sirius too has connections to that as well. And so Pluto really activates both those stars, since they are in opposition, in a sense, opposition to each other, because Sirius is around 14 Cancer, and Vega is around 15 Capricorn. So they're pretty much opposite in terms of their zodiacal alignment. On June 5th, Venus is going to enter Leo, and that means it's getting closer and closer to Jupiter, and it's going to trine Saturn. So it enters Leo at 8:33 a.m. Pacific time, and then it's immediately trine Saturn within a few hours at 11:23 p.m. And what's significant about this is that Venus will be in Leo for quite a long time. So going into Leo on June 5th, and it's in Leo until sometime in September. And this has to do with its retrograde. So all of the rest of June, July, August, and into September is Venus going through the seasonal sign of Leo. And this will also be the sign that Venus is in when she begins her new cycle. That'll start on August 21st of this year. And it's also a whole new synodic cycle of Venus in Leo, and Leo being one of the most powerful expressions of the solar feminine, as a radiant queen, a radiant star. And the expression of the divine or the divinity of Leo. Leo gets its divinity, knows that that's its greatest gift, is being connected to its divinity. And so featuring self-love, self-confidence, self-respect, self-acceptance, ways of really being honoring and acknowledging of oneself, but also healthy and respectful. So this is going to really begin a long, long journey of Venus in energizing this particular archetype, and going through a huge initiation process with that. So that's definitely something to be conscious of and to pay attention to, and to be just noting where Venus is as she moves out of the sacred hoop. She'll be beyond the sacred hoop and visible, moving towards the head of the lion. Now, Regulus, the star that Jupiter is catching up to right now, and Venus is also catching up to Jupiter, they will be together. Venus and Jupiter will be together in their closest alignment in a long, long time in Leo at the solstice, and also when Venus reclaims her crown. And I'll share more about that in the following weeks of the timings, of the June timings. So we also have Vesta entering Aries, crossing the March equinox marker. So anytime a planet moves into Aries, it crosses that March equinox marker. And Vesta will be moving through Aries for many months until March 7th of 2016, due to its retrograde station on August 12th at 13 Aries. And you may remember that 13 Aries was where Uranus was last year when the Grand Cross happened. So this is a sensitive point, and the fact that Vesta is going retrograde there is very significant. Vesta will pass the zero Aries point three times due to the retrograde, because it actually will dip back into Pisces starting on November 14th. It stations direct on November 14th at 28 Pisces. It's going to pass the zero Aries mark again on October 25th as it moves back into Pisces, and then it comes back into Aries on December 3rd. So this 9-month journey of Vesta through Aries is pretty profound. And if we think of Vesta as the high priestess, the one who's engaged in the collective sacred work, one who represents that expression of the divine feminine, who is dedicated to being a keeper of the sacred fire and of the flame. And Aries, of course, is very much fire energy. And so if you have personal planets, angles, or nodes in the range between 28 Pisces to 14 Aries, you're going to be experiencing Vesta activating that part of your chart three times. Very powerful activation. And I did pose a question in the written version of the timings that you can look at as a way to just keep kind of energizing this question through the next several months. And that is, what is the sacred mission or cause you're willing to commit your time, talents, and resources toward furthering? Now, it could be causes. It could be more than one cause or more than one mission. But it is definitely at least one to consider what it is that you are putting your energy, your time, your talents, your resources towards activating, taking action towards, moving along, as Aries' favorite thing to do is to take action. Also, on June 6th, Venus is reaching greatest elongation from the Sun, meaning it's 45 0.4 degrees away from the sun, so in the greatest reach that she can have before she begins to close the gap and go retrograde on July 25th, Venus is gaining insights and ahas as a result. Of course, she's also in Leo. And then again, on June 6th, a really powerful day, this June 6th, Mars will begin its out-of-bounds phase that will last until July 16th. So you may recall, I've talked about the out-of-bounds planets. It's when they go outside the boundaries of how far the sun can rise north or south. This is how far the sun can rise north. Mars is going out beyond that boundary. And Mars is with the sun, so we don't see Mars being outside that boundary, and yet you know that it is impacting this underworld time of Mars, and so going beyond those boundaries and bending the rules, so to speak, going beyond the limitations and boundaries that we often experience in this reality, and being able to go beyond them and take action to do something new and different as well. And Mars continues its journey through Gemini at this time of being out of bounds. And then on June 7th, Saturn at 00 Sagittarius and 28 minutes. So it's 0 degrees and 28 minutes, almost half a degree, and it's retrograde, is trining Vesta. And that is just feels like another significant thing as Vesta just went into Aries. So, you know, Saturn can help provide insights and guidance for Vesta in this long journey. And in fact, they will be trying each other a few more times as Vesta goes retrograde and Saturn goes direct, and they'll be revisiting this configuration. And again, it's very similar to what we were talking about in terms of really being committed to asking this question about the sacred mission or cause, and what energy are you willing to put into it, and then Saturn helps to put that into form. Jupiter is also going to be moving in the head of the lion and aligning with a star that's been called Alturf. It's one of the stars in the backward question mark of the head of the lion. And in some star maps is seen as the mouth of the lion, and in other ones is seen as the eye of the lion. So just depending on who is drawing the map. Either it's what we're seeing or what we're speaking about. Maybe it's what we're seeing and speaking about that the star is activating. And, you know, once each year, the sun actually passes this particular star. I've written about it before in the when I've done August timings. And now we have Jupiter can only pass the star every 12 years. And this is the third pass, actually, because Alturf is at 18 Leo, and Jupiter went retrograde back in December around 21 Leo, so this is the last final pass of Jupiter coming by this star and activating the mysteries that are connected, the light codes that are connected to this. So, you know, what are we communicating? What is it that we're speaking? What are we willing to communicate from our heart? What are we seeing or not seeing? How are we, what are we missing? Is there something we're not seeing? So these are some questions that you can be with as we contemplate the power and potency of this amazing first week of June 2015.